A controversial new Republican plan to revamp Medicare and Medicaid.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll dig into what's being called the most politically courageous budget proposal in a generation. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed right now. The Dow's down 12 points at 12,387. The NASDAQ up 0.1%, and the S&P 500 down 0.1%. Add another salty treat to the company that makes Kettle Chips and Pop Secret popcorn. There's word this morning that Diamond Foods has agreed to spend $1.5 billion to buy Pringles, which is currently owned by Procter & Gamble. Well, as the president meets with top budget negotiators about this year's budget this morning to avoid a government shutdown later this week, there's a new proposal for next year's budget. It comes from the chairman of the House Budget Committee, Republican Congressman Paul Ryan. His plan would cut more than $6 trillion in federal spending over the next decade. The focus of the cuts are Medicare and Medicaid. Our healthcare reporter Gregory Warner is with us live now from WHYY in Philadelphia with the details. Gregory, how would Medicare and Medicaid change under Paul Ryan's plan?
Okay, so Medicaid, which covers the poor, right now it's paid for by the states and the feds, and the spending depends on how many people sign up. Under Ryan's plan, federal spending would be capped with a block grant given to the states to use as they see fit.
Okay.
An even bigger change is proposed to Medicare, which covers, of course, seniors and people with disabilities. Right now, the government pays doctors and hospitals directly. Under Ryan's plan, the next generation of seniors, when they retire, would shop for private insurance. The government would then chip in to pay a percentage of those insurance premiums.
Okay, Marketplace's Gregory Warner in Philadelphia. Now let's get reaction from our regular Tuesday guest, Julie Neiman, an analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, cuts to Medicare and Medicaid, this is bound to be politically unpopular.
Well, it's a good first step, though. You know, you got to talk about the other resident gorillas, Social Security and defense. You can't freeze spending at existing levels. You got to reduce spending. My favorite daily reading is the Treasury report. The government spent 8 times revenue last month. Now, that's March Madness. We've got to maintain our national credit rating and ability to fund the humongous debt at reasonable rates. If we don't, the interest on debt becomes the driving component of the budget.
And, Julie, this plan from Republican Paul Ryan coming out just as we're getting into another presidential election, believe it or not. Doesn't that seem like an odd time for something this drastic?
Odd time, but only time. There's a narrow window of time in which to reform. That's 2 years before elections. All reform is popular as long as it hits the other guy. This has to be piecemeal. We can't get omnibus packages through, so getting started now means you've got a little window of time to do it.
Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
Education has so far been spared from federal budget cuts, but it is being cut drastically at the state level in some cases. We're going to talk education funding and more now with the U.S. Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan. He's with us from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Now, you've called for an overhaul of the No Child Left Behind law. What do you want Congress to do?
We want to fix it. We think a lot of it is broken, and we want it fixed before the August recess so we can go back into the new school year with a law that's much fairer, much more focused, and a lot more flexible.
I've seen that 82% of schools might fail the goals that are set in the law this year. Why do you want to keep this law?
Well, we want to fix it. And the law is far too punitive. There are many, many ways to fail. No rewards for success. It's led to a dumbing down of standards, which is a huge problem, and it's led to a narrowing of the curriculum. And we can fix all of those things.
You've said we have to educate our way to a better economy, but many states seem to be doing just the opposite. They're making steep cuts to education budgets. What would you say to state lawmakers about how to cut education smartly?
if governors have to cut, there are smart ways to cut, and frankly, there are dumb ways to cut. You know, you have some governors who are cutting early childhood education. I just simply can't support that. Our 3- and 4-year-olds don't have lobbyists. But if we want to close achievement gaps, if we're serious about giving every single child a chance to be successful, we have to have them enter kindergarten ready to learn and ready to read.
On to college education now. You need more than a high school degree to make it in this economy, but college tuition is going up. Do you think poor kids are going to be left out in this new economy?
I don't. You see some universities, to your point, raising tuition. You see some universities that are actually reducing costs. You see some universities going to 3-year programs. You see some going to no-frills campuses. And I think our students and their parents are smart and they're savvy. And where universities are escalating costs, you know, in ways that just don't make any sense, I think they're going to lose market share.
What do you think is a reasonable percentage of people that we should expect can get a college degree in this country?
What's been so interesting, Jimmy, is one generation ago, we led the world in college graduates. And we've fallen from 1st to 9th. And
yeah.
The president, I just fundamentally believe we have to educate our way to a better economy. So he wants us a decade from now to again lead the world in college graduates. We'll have to go from about 42% of our 25 to 34-year-olds to about 60%. And that's an ambitious goal, but I'm convinced we can make it.
Arnie Duncan is the U.S. Secretary of Education. Secretary Duncan, thanks so much for joining us on the Marketplace Morning Report.
Hey, thanks. Have a great day now.
And finally, sometimes the best way to market products to kids is to say something is dangerous or gross or perhaps toxic. That's what an Indianapolis company called Candy Dynamics did with its product, Toxic Waste Bubble Gum. Problem is, the gum, which is made in Pakistan, is now being recalled because the FDA has discovered it contains elevated levels of lead. In other words, Toxic Waste Bubble Gum is indeed toxic. Imagine that. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Along with the rest of the economic data, measuring happiness. In Britain, the Prime Minister thinks it can be done with precision.
If I thought this was woolly and insubstantial, I wouldn't be bothering with it.
I'm Bob Moon. The British government has just started asking people about their happiness, but what will be done with the results? Next time on Marketplace from 8 p.m., American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.